This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srizana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division urges public to take precautions as monsoon rainfall likely to increase risk of dengue infection. Stakeholders call for timely and balanced monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timmasinha says government is committed to holistically addressing problems facing the media sector. And funeral for Iran's former supreme leader. Today, Israeli forces launches fresh airstrikes in southern Lebanon despite ceasefire agreement. Now the news in detail. The Epidemiology and Disease Control Division has advised everyone to take necessary precautions as the risk of dengue infection is likely to increase with the onset of monsoon rainfall across the country. Chief of the Vector-Borne Disease Section of the Division, Dr. Gokarna Prasad Dahal, said the rainfall that is taking place for the past few days poses a risk of increasing dengue infection. Sharing that 63 people were diagnosed with dengue from the 23rd to the 29th of June, Dr. Dahal said that due to the daily rainfall, the infection could increase as mosquito species develop in puddles and holes near roads and houses where water can accumulate. Stakeholders have urged the central bank of the country to formulate a timely and balanced monetary policy for the upcoming fiscal year. In the meeting of the Committee of Finance under the House of Representatives yesterday, they also highlighted the need for introducing monetary policy that would restore confidence, promote production and strengthen financial stability, thereby supporting country's economic recovery. Stakeholders comprising former governors of the Nepal Rashtra Bank, leaders and representatives of the banks and the financial institutions, umbrella organization of business persons, univocally called for measures that would address key economic issues left out of the national budget. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timmasinha has urged the Federation of Nepali Journalists FNJ to prioritize dialogue with constructive suggestions rather than raising issues one by one. He added that the government was committed to holistically addressing problems facing the media sector. In his address to a national conference, Press Freedom in Changed Context, Media Law and Responsible Journalism, organized by FNJ in Lalitpur yesterday, Minister Dr. Timmasinha made it clear that the government was always open for discussion to sort out issues to bolster press freedom, media law reform and journalism. He underscored that the media should work for the government's accountability, but at the same time news must be based on facts, evidence and ethics. Minister Dr. Timmasinha also said government was for stronger institutionalized, credible and professional journalism. With its 100 days in office, the present government has shared the accomplishments claiming achievements as per the goal of good governance and better service delivery. The Foreign Ministry argued it aligned its activities with the government's mottos of simplified, transparent, accountable, efficient and tech-friendly services. Launch of a MOFA app to facilitate Nepalis facing problems abroad, expansion of online legal consultation by the Department of Consular Service across all districts and at 537 local levels, resolving problems faced by Nepalis in Portugal on temporary residence permit are some of the achievements of the Foreign Ministry. Similarly, rescue of 819 persons from Southeastern Asia trapped in online scamming, ensuring amnesty to 128 Nepalis who were imprisoned by UAE and 33 Nepalis by Saudi Arabia after ministry endeavours. Resumption of stalled tea export to India are also the achievements shared by the Foreign Ministry. Economic diplomacy has been given much priority, the ministry said, adding that economic cooperation with various countries is made effective with this goal. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has directed authorities to immediately clear encroached government and public land belonging to Kosi Hospital in Biratnagar. During a surprise inspection of the hospital, Minister Gurung instructed the local administration to demolish structures built illegally on the land. He said no one would be spared for encroaching on public property and that the administration and security agencies would be fully mobilized to clear the site. The inspection followed reports from social organizations that parts of the hospital's land had been encroached upon and developed for commercial leasing. Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisha Mehta, who accompanied the Home Minister, said it was unfortunate that the illegal structures remained even after the hospital's 15-day notice to vacate the land had expired. She said the encroached area would be cleared within a week. Nepali Congress President Gagan Thapa has said his party will support the government's efforts to advance governance reforms and maintain political stability. Speaking at a review program on the government's first 100 days and its 100-point governance agenda in Sanepa yesterday, Thapa said the government should be allowed to work according to its 5-year mandate. He said the Nepali Congress would play a constructive role by supporting the government where necessary while raising questions on issues of concern. Thapa also stressed that governments with a majority should use their mandate in the interest of the country and good governance. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhaktasrestha has expressed his concern over the progress in regard to the development of Sikta Irrigation Project. Inspecting the project site yesterday, the minister directed the bodies concerned to ensure a noticeable progress of the project that aims to provide a reliable irrigation facility to 42,766 hectares of land in Rapti Sonari, Janaki, Baidnath, Dodua, Narainapur and Khajura rural municipalities, Kohalpur municipality and the Nepalganj sub-metropolis. He assured necessary initiatives to address legal and administrative issues obstructing the completion of the project of national pride on time. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadag Raj Podal said the government has aimed at developing Korala roadway under the Kaligandaki corridor as a tourism highway. Minister Powder said it during a discussion organized by the District Administration Office on Development of Tourism in Mustang. The highway running from southern border Pairava to Korala Northern Point would be upgraded as a tourist route. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Millions of people are expected to take part in the funeral procession of Iran's slain former Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei in Tehran today following the conclusion of a 2-day public farewell ceremony. Meanwhile, according to Al Jazeera, Israeli forces have carried out fresh air strikes on Nabatee in southern Lebanon despite a U.S. brokered agreement signed with Lebanon last month to end hostilities. In Gaza, Israeli drone strikes have reportedly killed at least 2 people. The attacks come as Palestinians staged protests outside Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, demanding that Israel honor commitments to allow medical evacuations. In a separate incident, a 4-month-old Palestinian boy died in the occupied West Bank after Israeli forces at a military checkpoint west of Ramallah allegedly prevented his transfer to a hospital. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said the weather will remain generally cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. The Tarai areas of Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces are also expected to remain generally cloudy, while the Tarai of Kosi, Mades and Bagmati provinces will be partly cloudy today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions. Similar conditions are expected at a few places in the Tarai of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudar Paschim provinces and at one or two places in the Tarai of Kosi and Mades provinces. The division has also forecast gusty winds at a few places in the Mades province and the Tarai areas of Kosi and Bagmati provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Epidemiology and Disease Control Division urges public to take precautions as monsoon rainfall likely to increase risk of dengue infection. Stakeholders call for timely and balanced monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year. Communications Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha says government is committed to holistically addressing problems facing the media sector. And funeral for Iran's former supreme leader today, Israeli forces launches fresh airstrikes in southern Lebanon despite ceasefire agreement. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.